out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7.
Leave me fuck alone!
Or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite podcasting app, or crabdiving.com.
Yay!
However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the tap dancing. Fuck out of it. My name's Patrick Vile. We're going to be here for the next couple hours.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I stayed up last night, and I watched one of those Planet of the Apes movies. The new one.
I haven't seen any of those.
I mean... I don't know.
I knew a bunch of people that were apes.
What do you mean?
Remember, did you say your name?
I think Yeah. I said, I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
Yeah, I was on General Hospital, you know, a bunch of times. And
they played apes.
Well, and a bunch of the other people that were kind of like the regular background people slash you get a line every once in a while were... several of them got their union card.
Yes.
Because of that movie, because they just needed so many people.
Yeah.
And the closer you were to camera.
Right.
They had like five levels of apes.
Oh, yes. Not all apes are created equal.
And they had to. Yeah. Because you needed like the back level apes. You just got like some stupid rubber mask. Some rubber ape mask. And the closer you got to camera, you had to spend more time in makeup. And the people that ended up doing like the really close to camera stuff, regular makeup, they flew them to Hawaii. They flew at background people
Hawaii, man.
Because they had molded the masks to their faces.
Mold my mask.
You know what I mean? Everything had been created, customized for them. So they were making coin. Even though they were just like background apes, and they got a free trip to Hawaii and shit.
Congratulations to everyone that played an ape. That's good, but it's it was depressing. I couldn't even finish it. I was like, god damn, it was sad. It was just like watching the genocide of the apes by Woody fucking Harrelson was the bad guy.
I don't remember.
He was good, but I kept reminding myself, I mean, dude, he's in a green screen. He's not talking to anybody. It's not like he worked with real monkeys. He's no Ronald Reagan.
All right. It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy all kinds of heathen books and atheist stuff through Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid,
this
baby.
Helps us out.
We get fucking paid. That's why we do this, for the money.
Wow. I should have.
Right.
I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Detail. Wait, you're getting paid.
Oh, yeah.
Kate.
Right. Kate.
What kind of a deal did you work out with him?
Kate pays me. She signs my checks.
Leave me the fuck alone.
I already did that.
Please
one.
Clap.
There we go.
Oh, by the way, may the fourth be with you. May the fourth.
May the fourth.
Happy May 4th.
Happy May 4th.
Happy Star Wars Day.
Cuatro de Mayo.
Ooh. what?
I saw somewhere they were like somebody. There's like Cinco de Cuarto. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
They just want to listen. Listen, I'm sorry, guys, but you can't. You can't take the Star Wars culture. You can't co-opt that. I'm kidding.
Well, Britain recognizes Jedi.
Well, it was filmed over
as
there,
a religion.
Though. But it, but the, you know.
But enough people are now like, I'm a Jedi that have decided, they've decided that they have to acknowledge it as a religion.
It makes sense.
Well, why not? I was just about to say, why the fuck
makes
not?
Makes perfect. It makes more sense. It makes more sense than following the fucking Bible. Star Wars is based in more fucking reality than the goddamn Bible. Is it not? I don't remember a scene where Luke takes out his lightsaber and cuts up one fish and feeds it to a shit ton of folks.
That's right.
I do remember a scene in the...
Nor did Jesus take out any womp rats.
Right. You know, I do remember a scene... Womp rats. I do remember a scene in the latest Star Wars where Luke Skywalker's character got a big glass milk from the teat of a big giant
that offended a lot
fucking
of
monster. Well, I liked it. I thought it was kind of
fragile
funny.
Snowflakes.
Yeah,
didn't want to see some fucking Muppet have its titty milked on. Oh my God. They're
Ooh.
Okay with heads exploding and guts and blood and lasers and all kinds of Jedi shit.
Right.
Bad Jedi shit.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm doing a...
And there were some brown people in the movie, too.
Oh, were they
really? I'm sure
they
weren't real happy about
it. Oh, my God. Guys, we got to get that under control.
Who was it that said it was a big... it was Alex Jones. It said it was a big cuck fest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That it was demasculine or once again...
Right.
Everybody was brown or had a vagina that was good. And all the bad people were white penis owners.
Look at my dick. God, you give one black person gets a role in a Hollywood blockbuster, a lead role.
Oh, they can't handle it.
People lose their motherfucking mind.
And a woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A woman and a black dude are the leads. Oh, my God.
Right.
What's wrong? Look at that. You hate white men.
Hey, listen, by the way, our Constitution only protects straight white male Christians, according to dickbag, what's his face?
Brian Fisher.
Oh, God. What
American
a piece of shit.
Family Association. Brian
married?
Fisher.
Is he married?
Oh, of course.
I want to hear from his wife. How do you let that guy inside you? I'm curious. I mean,
come on, that. I hasn't occurred since Reagan was president.
Right. Fuck you. By the way, real quick, speaking of the 4th, I'm doing a comedy show. If you're in the Pensacola area, come to my show. It's 11 p.m. at the Back Porch Bar and Grill in Pensacola. It's the May the 4th Be With You Comedy Showcase. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. You fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Damn, he was.
Remember when our president said stupid shit and everybody laughed?
Everybody laughed. Everybody laughed. He did lie us into a war, though. Still worse than Hitler.
Yeah, a larger pile of bodies.
Right.
By far.
Yes.
I guess Hillary would be in second place, wouldn't she? She'd be all the dead people in her wake.
Oh, yes.
All the bodies. What about all the bodies?
What about the mass graves down in Arkansas or some shit, right? Doesn't she, her and Bill, have a
I forgot about the mass graves,
swath of property
yeah.
with bodies buried in steel drums, if I remember correctly.
Right.
I want to go on a tour. Don't you want to go on a tour and see it? I mean,
the dead body, like Dexter.
Well,
when they unearth
exist.
All the dead bodies. No,
God. If Hillary had an outstanding parking ticket, she would be crucified. They would, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Please.
But Trump put Gorsuch in and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's right. Good job.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines this Faithless Friday, this May Day.
Right.
Well, that was a few days ago, this Spring Day.
Yes.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
And Sokola, Florida. Dateline, May the 4th, be with you, 2018.
The year of our motherfucking Lord.
In the year of the Force.
Yeah. A long time ago.
The Christian era.
In a far-off galaxy. Jesus
it drives
not...
me nuts how they switched right. to CE and BCE, you know?
Wait, what is that? What do you mean?
Well, a lot of academics and historians, et cetera, have switched from AD and BC for dates.
Yes.
To CE and BCE.
Okay.
Which, you know, Anno Domini means Ooh. Year of our Lord.
Right,
AD.
Of course.
But
my favorite.
BC and C, well, CE means Christian era.
Cuck. Okay,
and
Christian era.
BCE means before the Christian era. So right. that drives them nuts because it's no longer the year of our Lord.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, according to these lunatics, the Christian era always existed, right? Because yeah, God is hard. Omnipotent and ever powerful and blah, blah, blah. Go fuck yourself and... You know, God, I don't fuck.
Let's see what's going on over to the, did I do I did.
I don't know.
I did the news drop already.
Okay.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
A fate.
Huff Post.
Oh, wee wee.
The, is a photograph of, Donald J. Trump shaking hands. With Rudy Giuliani.
Are they getting on the same page and shit like that? Or
with
well, his defense of the Stormy Daniels bullshit?
It says, confusion, Rudy walks it back, is the headline. It's it says, Trump throws Rudy Giuliani under the bus.
He tosses him under there.
He'll get his facts straight, he said.
Oh, God.
So I guess maybe my theory, maybe I was attributing too much intelligence to Rudy Giuliani.
Wow. You're too smart for Rudy.
Thinking that they were just trying to kind of flash grenade the, what's going on with Mueller and everything. And
well, I like that theory.
Distract people.
I like it.
But, with the way things have been happening today, it seems like he really just fucked up.
Yeah.
Like I don't think it was strategery.
How
I think
he
was just a fucking
fuck it
idiot.
Up that
he,
bad though,
he
dude.
He just shot his mouth off because Ooh. Today the president was like saying, "Well, you know, people just Rudy just started yesterday."
Nah.
And he, you know, everybody's working. Everybody needs to get his facts. He'll get his facts straight, he said.
What?
He'll get his facts straight.
But
we'll tell him the lies he's supposed to say. I'm going to have him have a sit down with Sarah Huckabee.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
on how to lie.
I'm putting up a story tomorrow. Vanity Fair wrote kind of a funny thing, like how Donald Trump is going to teach Rudy how to lie. Don't you think they both know how to fucking lie? They're just not organized.
Oh, really?
These guys are lazy.
Oh, I was kidding. I didn't know. Yeah, that's the story.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just a column somebody's writing. He's like, they're going to teach him how to lie. They got to.
But I mean, that's what I was just saying. Sarah's going to sit him down.
Oh, no, not Sarah. I thought Trump was going to teach Rudy how to lie.
He's not going to do work. He's going to farm that
do
out.
Shit.
He doesn't do anything.
Let me ask you something. How much do you think all this Russia bullshit and the Stormy Daniels pressure and Stormy Daniels bullshit? Okay, so of course, Donald Trump cheated. Of course, that's not a big deal for him. But the fact that it's blowing up in his face, can that be attributed to his fucking laziness? He just doesn't follow up on anything. He doesn't read anything. He just says whatever the fuck he wants.
Well, yeah. And his dad's money has cupped his ball sack his entire life. And he doesn't. He hasn't had to do anything.
Right.
You have a coterie of people serving you and making your decisions.
He's got a coterie of sack cuppers.
Right. And he doesn't have to do shit.
Yeah. He doesn't have to read anything.
You inherit a couple hundred million dollars. It takes a lot to fuck that up. And he did.
Right.
Several times.
How do you fuck that up?
To the point where he had to go and borrow money from the Russian mob, allegedly.
Here's how I get $100 million. I don't know how I do it. I find some guy to manage it. And I tell this guy, listen, tell me how much you get paid. Okay, that's fine. If this money ever dips below a certain amount, I'm having you thrown off a cliff. You know what I mean? And then I'm done. Never talk to me again. Send me my check. Leave me alone. I'll be in the back hanging out by the pool. That's it.
A million. I could make a million work for the rest of my life.
Right.
More. Yeah. Very, very easy.
Right. Kate. Yeah. Write me up a plan for that in case, you know.
Just any big donors out there.
Yes.
Any billionaires right. listening that want to toss a million in our direction.
We got a whole network, man.
The Rudy Giuliani, it says, put it all out on the table this week.
Ooh, yes. Oh, yes. Let me whip this out like he did for his cousin, right? So creepy.
And now, after days of confusion and speculation that he may have exposed President Donald Trump to new legal jeopardy.
Oh, you're a shitty lawyer, Rudy.
Well,
you're the
today,
shittiest.
Today, he moonwalked it back.
Oh, he moonwalked? You know that gif. You know some fuckhead made that gif, Rudy Giuliani moonwalking.
Remarks made earlier today to media, Trump
media.
Contradicted statements
right.
that the former mayor said earlier this week regarding the $130,000 payment. Trump basically is now saying, I didn't know anything about that until like a couple days ago. I knew nothing of any payment. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just say you're lying. Just say it. I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care at this point. I you know, hopefully Mueller's got his shit together. I'm a little frustrated. I am concerned. I am concerned. What's up with Mueller's 49 questions that he's going to ask Trump in the interview or whatever the fuck that got leaked?
What about them? Right.
Does he want Trump to look at the questions? Does he think Trump is going to read 49 questions? Ahead of time, or at any time, well, at any point.
Well, he knows his toadies will.
God,
and,
I guess.
And they'll coach him on the answers.
I don't know. I think you got to shorten that list, Mueller. I just don't know how. Hey,
and how does that work? You go in to testify before a grand jury.
Yes.
And Rudy said one of the conditions is, you know, it's 2.5 hours tops because that's what Bill Clinton got.
It's the most.
And,
listen.
And but he doesn't. Then he says, and we want the questions up front.
Listen, this...
We want the questions up front.
Well, you got them. They leaked. We know the questions now,
those
right?
Were, those, you know,
those are fake questions?
Well, and they're open-ended. They could lead to other questions.
Hey,
but Rudy's saying, we're going to limit you to only the questions that you ask. No follow-ups, nothing. You ask that question, he answers, next question.
Who the fuck does he think Mueller is? He's a special prosecutor. He worked for the FBI. He ran the FBI, right? You're going to tell that motherfucker, oh, no follow-up questions. That's crazy, dude. Right, Gobbler? I mean, God damn it. How much does Gobbler get paid? How much does Gobbler make?
I don't know. Apparently more than me.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Millions.
Trump said he just started yesterday. He'll get his facts straight, he said.
You know, listen, you can't compare this shit to the Bill Clinton come on the dress deal. This is more important. Listen, dickheads. We're talking about our election process. We're talking about our motherfucking so-called democracy. There's lots of shit going on here. It's not Bill Clinton got a blowjob and then used Monica Lewinsky as a humidor. It's different.
Right.
I think so.
Trump said when Rudy made the statements, he's great. But Rudy had just started. And he wasn't totally familiar with everything. And Rudy, we love Rudy.
Okay.
He's a special guy.
All right.
He's a special guy.
He's not
a special guy.
What does he mean? Rudy made the statements. He's great. What the fuck does that mean, Donald?
What he really needs to what he really understands is this is a witch hunt. That's all Trump cares about.
Right.
Is that Rudy knows that it was a witch hunt.
Happy 420.
What? I'll tell you this. Oh. When Rudy made the statements, Rudy's great, but Rudy had just started, and he wasn't totally familiar with everything. And Rudy, we love Rudy. He's a special guy. What he really understands is that this is a witch hunt. He understands that probably better than anybody. Excuse me. But Rudy.
So they're asking him.
What kind of lawyer has to come out?
But they challenge him, and they're like, but. But Rudy said, he's like, excuse me. Excuse me, I'm lying. Excuse me.
When did you ever see Johnny Cochran, O.J. Simpson came out and said, listen, this is what Johnny Cochran meant. Never. Not once.
Right. The lawyers are supposed to speak for you.
The dumbass shit his lawyer just said.
We're not supposed to be hearing him.
President's lawyer.
It's supposed to be the other way around.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Candidate says something stupid. Lawyer tries to put out the fires.
The client has to speak for his fucking lawyer.
These guys set fires for each other.
We're in bizarro world. We're in fucking bizarro world with this Donald fucking Trump. Everything is...
Thanks, Republicans.
Oh, yes. And thank you, idiot racist that just couldn't vote for Hillary. Oh,
understands that probably better than anybody. Excuse me. But Rudy understands this better than anybody. But when he made certain statements, he just started yesterday. So that's it. So bottom line is, I want to talk to the people in charge if they can prove that it's a fair situation. The problem we have is that you have 13 people. They're all Democrats, and they're real Democrats. They're angry Democrats. And that's not a fair situation. Thank you very much.
You colluded with Russia. Oh, my God. Fuck you.
Well, and he's claiming now it went from, you know, there's some Mueller hired some Democrats and, you know, there might be a little conflict. Now, every single person on the Mueller team issued from Hillary's vagina. Every single person is a hardcore. They're not just Democrats. They're real Democrats. And they're out to get me.
Well, at least they're not real Republicans. At least they aren't raping people and being racist and trying to put the Ten Commandments up my asshole. At least we're not. At least the Democrats aren't colluding with Russia.
At one point, he was like,
have a chance of bringing. We have a chance. We're doing very well with the hostages. We're in constant contact with.
He means the
prisoners,
the detainees, and
they're not hostages.
No.
That's an important distinction that could cause. You know what I mean? Don't you have to be careful when you speak when you're the fucking president? Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, I guess they were detained on alleged crimes.
They're not hostages.
So one could say they're, I guess it's not hostages.
It's not.
They're detainees.
Yeah.
They're imprisoned, possibly not rightfully, but it's not like.
Yeah. Now they're in hotels,
we're holding
right?
these people, give us what we want.
They've been moved to a hotel, these prisoners that he's
they
talking
think.
About. Yeah. I just think like the bar. I mean, obviously the bar for what it means to be the leader of our country has been lowered. Do you think or no? Or since Obama, do you think the bar has been lowered? Please. I mean, Obama would never fuck that up. He would call them what they were. He would say they're detainees.
Trump finally brought class back to the White House, Ryan.
Quit coming in, everybody, dickhead. Do you know what I mean? God.
I still see that comment from the racist.
That's stupid.
Out there. When how many hooker scandals are we talking about for Barack Obama?
None.
How many times did Barack Obama cheat on Michelle?
I got a fucking meme that's going up later on our Facebook.com/crabdiving. It's something about I raised two beautiful children that I love. That's what Barack Obama says. And, you know, Trump is like, I raised this beautiful child. And if, you know, if it were not bad, I would date her. Or something.
Right. If I weren't her father, I'd be dating her.
These daughters. daughter lusting. He lusts after his daughter. It's fucked up.
We have a chance. We're doing very well with the hostages. We're in constant contact with the leadership. We are in constant contact with North Korea. We've actually worked out a time and a place which will be announced shortly.
Where?
Very soon. I figured you'd ask that question. But wait a minute.
South Korea, are they on the table?
Not really, not at this moment. Certainly not.
No.
And we haven't been asked to. Now, I have to tell you, at some point into the future, I would like to save the money. You know, we have 32,000 troops there.
That's scary, because he's talking about pulling our troops out of South Korea. You know, at some point, I'd love to save the money. So it almost sounds like on the table is us leaving South Korea to be pillaged and raped
this is the
North Koreans.
This guy doesn't think about what he says fucking ever, even when he writes shit. Now he's just talking about bullshit. He's talking about changing the face of Southeast Asia, right? If we pull our troops out of South Korea, what happens? I don't fucking know.
Who would love to have North Korea take over South
Korea?
Kim
Jong-un.
And China.
Kim Jong-un with his nice personal fucking toilet he drags around
so
everywhere.
Crazy.
He's got a shit in. What a nut.
Here's more. This is back, I think this is at the White House before he left.
He is a great guy, but he just started a day ago. But he really has his heart into it. He's working hard. He's learning the subject matter. He's going to be issuing a statement too, but he is a great guy.
He's going to be issuing a statement too means Rudy's got to walk this shit back.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he fucked up.
How do you do that? He said specifically the payments. What are we talking about? What he said about Stormy?
Trump knew about the payments.
Yes.
And he funneled the money through a law firm.
Right.
And then the president paid it back over a month.
But Rudy. Donald Trump, your boss is saying that's not the case. What do you say to that? Did you lie?
Well, he's learning the facts of the case.
God. I mean, are you learning it? Dude, I'm not a fucking lawyer, but if Trump hired you to help him on the Stormy Daniels team, would you know not to...
I might get up to speed before I go on Fox and Friends. Is that what you're saying?
No,
or on Hannity?
Don't you think you're up to speed? I know what to say. No, I deny everything and right. I lie. Was Rudy telling the truth? Did he fuck up?
Come on.
Well, I don't know.
Anybody involved in any of this telling the truth? Come on.
Rudy seems senile, dude. I don't mean to be an asshole.
There's something going on. He really, he doesn't seem like he's around anymore. Yeah, he's like the old uncle that is retired and now sits and yells at Fox News all day.
It's as if someone said, oh my gosh, we need a designated hitter on our team. Let me call up Jose Canseco. He played baseball 20 years ago.
How could you? I mean, he could have slithered off in honor. After the everybody thought he did great for 9/11, keeping the city together and mobilizing everything and the response, he did a good job there under his administration. Okay, we'll give you that one. Then you fuck it up with this.
Well, I mean, to be fair, people of color that lived in New York kind of hate fucking Rudy Giuliani because he's a fucking totalitarian dickhead.
But I mean, overall.
Oh yeah, this would be better to avoid this.
Now what
this.
Is he going
to
be remembered for?
He's a dickhead. He's a fucking dickhead. All of these people that hitched their wagon to Schittler are going to be remembered for this. What do you think Scott Pruitt's going to be remembered for? Who fucking knows?
Good God.
I mean, worse shit, but
there was more I think last night about Scott Pruitt.
Yeah.
Like it's daily.
You know what's funny is like something insane will happen and you kind of think, well, you know, that's Scott Pruitt. That's who Scott Pruitt is. No, it's not. He could do worse shit. There could be horrible shit that happens that he has a part in still. Trump could do much worse shit. We don't know. This North Korea shit could go south.
There was a story that I think they're probably going to blame it on disgruntled former employees, but that he... When he started working with the EPA,
yes,
gave the staff there a list of his favorite countries and was like, figure out a reason for me to go to these places for business.
What?
That, you can't that was do kind that, of the story dude. I heard.
Find me fun places saying. To go to for work. God, I don't know. I'd go anywhere. Where
get me to Bora Bora for a week on the beach and figure out how it's important to the EPA.
Oh my God. But wait a second. Can I just, okay.
After taking office last year, this is, I'm reading from the Chicago Tribune, my hometown. Taking office last year, Pruitt drew up a list of at least a dozen countries he hoped to visit and urged aides to help him find official reasons to travel, according to four people.
God, imagine, my job today is to figure out why little Scotty Pruitt needs to go to fucking, I don't know, where's somewhere nice to go? Who fucking knows?
Paris.
The Black Sea.
Pruitt then enlisted well-connected friends and political allies to help make trips happen. So he was also sucking up to lobbyists to help get these trips to happen.
Because he just wanted to go somewhere?
For example, that trip to Morocco that they've talked about. His longtime friend, Richard Smotkin, helped arrange... helped arrange, S-M-O-T-K-I-N, Smotkin.
Smotkin.
Helped arrange Pruitt's four-day visit to Morocco in December. Smotkin later, coincidentally, signed a $40,000 a month lobbying contract with the Moroccan government.
What? What? $40,000 a month. Let me do the math.
He's making
$12 billion a fucking year.
He's getting paid 40 G's a month to lobby on behalf of the Moroccan government.
Can I listen, I don't know a lot about the EPA. I know more than I used to. I actually know more about government since Trump's been in charge. Don't you? I mean, it's been, you learn a lot of shit.
Well, I guess.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You just, what the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency of the Earth, or of our fucking country? Which is it? Is it the whole planet?
The EPA?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, just our country.
Well, I'm confused because why is this dick fuck going to Morocco? Why is he going to France?
Because he met with some people to sell some natural gas, which one would think would be the purview of Rick Perry.
Well, yeah, or the country, the company that
energy,
owns the fucking gas.
The energy, our energy secretary,
listen,
should be trying to hawk American LNG.
To be honest,
elsewhere, not the EPA director.
Yeah, yeah.
The EPA director should be fighting against Rick Perry,
right?
For what Rick Perry wants to do, the Rick Perry should be like, I think we should lower the restrictions on energy companies, and the EPA should be saying fuck you, because you know, fish gotta swim, people gotta breathe, bitch.
Yes Why does this dickhead carry the cone of silence with him when he travels?
Is
it a bit,
I'm sure he would want to.
Is it like a cone, like I'm sitting here,
it's a room,
it's a whole room.
They turned a closet. They probably put a Faraday cage around it, and so that signals can't get out. And
so what? So when he's trying to figure out where to go on his next vacation, nobody can listen in.
I want to know what.
Yeah.
What is the EPA director? What top secret information does the EPA director have?
I mean,
why?
Maybe he has pictures of Donald Trump taking a dick or something.
I have no fucking idea. What top secret shit does the EPA director need to know about?
Aren't they in charge of making sure our water doesn't have arsenic in it? Isn't that their job?
One would think.
Why are you going to Bora Bora, dickhead?
Great job, by the way, in Flint.
Oh, yeah. Good work. Great. Now's a perfect time to schedule a trip to Morocco.
Influential GOP donors and lobbyists played key roles in Scott Pruitt's foreign travel is the headline from the Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Scott, I have a question. You traveling all over the fucking place. You're in charge of the fucking environment. What's up with all the trash on my yard that comes in from the fucking street? That's the environment in this country. What about all that shit? There's trash everywhere.
I think it's the wind.
Okay, well, that's part of the fucking environment. Get him on the phone. He's in charge of the wind, right?
We're not far from Alabama, so.
Oh, yeah.
We get all the Alabama detritus.
Yeah, whatever. Scott sucks.
This is going to, I don't know if we've got clips of this. I haven't heard any of this yet. By the end of the week, I'm a little woozy.
You're not doing a whole show as Rudy today, right?
Correct. Okay. Even though we took Monday and Tuesday off, I'm a little woozy.
Yeah.
But Trump spoke at the fucking NRA, at the goddamn fucking evil, scum-sucking lobbyist group for the gun manufacturing and fucking RA.
Hey, everyone, I just want to say, everyone, that back after the shooting happened in Parkland, when you were like, oh, President Trump wants to lower the age on assault weapons or whatever the fuck that was. He wants to get rid of bump stocks. Oh, my God. You believed him. You fucking idiots. Don't believe this guy. Stop it. God. Oh, he lied. What a shock.
I saw something today that there've been, like, in Baltimore and certain neighborhoods, there've been these initiatives where they've, Republicans are going to clutch their chests.
Ooh.
They've put some money into the high crime communities.
Oh my God.
And are, like, at the street level and are have people go in there who are, like, negotiators and try to keep people from killing each other and stuff like that. And guess what? It's worked.
Oh, wow.
When you go in and treat people like people.
Yes.
Instead of sending in the stormtroopers to beat up the blacks.
You're telling me when you invest resources in our poor neighborhoods, things get better.
And improve education and the arts and culture. Yes.
Oh.
So they were trying to do the same thing in some city somewhere. I don't know. And guess who was opposed to it? The NRA. By the way, everywhere it's been done, it's shown these kind of things have shown amazing results.
Yeah.
There was one area that said that they went from, like, everybody killing each other to there's been no murders in months.
Man.
Because of these community initiatives in these smaller areas, and they're trying to scale it up. But of course, the fucking Republicans won't put a cunting dime to it because it's preventing black people from killing each other.
Dude.
And it's preventing, they think.
Yes.
And they're evil whorelords.
Whorelords?
At the fucking NRA.
Yeah.
NRA opposed it. The NRA.
The treasonous NRA.
You know what their reasoning was? Well, you know, these we would love if they had stronger language supporting the unfettered Second Amendment.
What?
So they don't like these laws that would create these bodies that help go into the community, or these monies that go to this stuff. No. Well, make sure you put in there that it's that, you know, you have a right to guns and guns and guns. But they're lying.
Right.
They're just lying. They're against it because if people stop shooting each other.
Yes. Less bullets.
They need less guns.
Oh, yes.
Holy shit. How are we going to make money?
You know, man, it's like, it's so frustrating. Poor people in this country are so disenfranchised. You know what I mean? Like, go to an area in the south side of Chicago, right? Go to, like, a quote unquote bad neighborhood. The sidewalks suck.
I grew up outside of Chicago.
The sidewalks suck.
Yes.
The parks suck.
Well, look up redlining.
Yes.
Try to get a loan. If you're a person of color in your community, you want to open a business and help stimulate the local economy and hire people and everything, try to get a loan.
Why the fuck on the north side of Chicago, if you look at the transit map, there are trains everywhere. Yeah. There's not one section not covered by a fucking subway. But on the south side of Chicago, it's bigger than the north side. It's a huge area. One subway line goes through it, the orange line to the fucking airport. Other than that,
well, the orange
buses
line took a while, and only because of the airport.
Yeah, and not because of the people. Fuck that. I mean, it's just bullshit. You got to invest money in your communities. They're gonna suck.
Yeah. So
the
fucking NRA, and then actually, there's a I almost want to play this if I could find it. Maybe I'll play it next week. But I'll find it over the weekend. But Ali Velshi on MSNBC did one of those You Should Know segments or whatever.
Yes.
And for fact's sake, they call it.
Right.
Like, oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, for fact's sake.
Yeah.
and it was about the NRA, and we've talked about this before. They've got, like, they say they've got five, but they don't release 5 million members. They don't release their official numbers. Estimates are it's probably more like 3.7 million, they think, actual paid members of the NRA.
You know, that's where their money comes from.
No! They were talking about they gave $30 million to Schindler alone. To How? Trump alone.
How?
And all of the stuff, all the money they gave doesn't, nowhere near does their membership fees cover it. So obviously they find out that where they're getting their money from. Ruger, Smith & Wesson.
I don't understand. I'm sure, yes, I know we have a wonderful justice system and it always works. And there's a process.
Wait, you're right. So right. It works better for you.
Can't we? If I was in charge, I would say, what's going on with the NRA? Well, let's just fucking dismantle them. Let's just take their shit. They're done. Goodbye. Yeah. You're treasonous. You're killing our kids. You are killing our children. But yet we let the fucking NRA exist. Why? Because it's their right? Fuck that. It's crazy.
And, the NRA also has a long history of suppressing the data on gun violence.
Why do they exist? Why do we allow that fucking organization to exist? They don't do anything good for people unless you make guns.
America. It's freedom, Second Amendment.
Fuck that shit.
Brown people, Jesus, homosexuals.
I mean, right. I don't understand why you just can't shut them down. We could shut the NRA down and this wouldn't be an issue.
Trump fires up the NRA is the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Leads to an Associated Press story. Trump salutes NRA, says Republicans will save gun rights.
You know, Republicans
have never taken our freedom for granted. Never. And you have never stopped fighting for our beloved Constitution. Credible people. Thank you. You give your time, your energy, your vote, and your voice to stand strong for those sacred rights given to us by God, including
God-given right to carry an AR-15.
Yeah. I don't remember that part in the fucking Bible.
What was that? What was that in Numbers?
Leviticus.
Maybe.
What is his favorite book? Leviticus 69?
No, he doesn't know.
Oh, my God. Fuck this. You know,
2 Corinthians go into a bar.
These people are heartless. They care about guns. They don't care about all these dead kids. And I, you know what? Honestly, I think it's disgusting that as American people, we haven't marched into the corporate offices of the fucking NRA and just taken it over. Why not? This sucks. I'm talking in hyperbole, but damn, it's fucking ridiculous. All these dead kids, all these fucking dead kids, all these dead kids, and the best we can do is, I don't know, nothing? They still exist?
Stand strong for those sacred rights given to us by God, including the right to self-defense. And now, thanks to your activism and dedication, you have an administration fighting to protect your Second Amendment, and we will protect your Second Amendment.
What did Gobbler say? What did Gobbler say? They're under attack. Listen to this little bitch. You little fucking bitch. You're victimhood, bitch.
This is
fucking asshole.
Boring teleprompter, Don. I hope
this is insanity.
I hope he goes off the script a little bit.
But listen to him. Listen to this victimhood
this
shit.
This is terrifying.
Explain to me how these lunatics that are armed to the teeth are under attack. Who the fuck is coming for their fucking guns? No one. Not one person.
Obama and Hillary Clinton.
I'll tell you who's coming for your shit,
Eric
those kids.
Holder and black people.
And when your old asses start dying off, then, you know, the NRA will go away and all that shit.
Your Second Amendment rights are under siege, but they will never ever be under siege as long as I'm your president.
Siege.
Yeah, say siege. Are they siege?
Siege.
What do you think this
under
is?
Under siege.
Donald, this is crazy. This is the United States of shush. Come on.
How are they under siege?
I don't fucking know.
And didn't this fuck diddle about a month ago or 2 months ago? It was only 50 some days ago that the Parkland shooting, by the way. It feels, again, like 1,000 years. But he said, do you remember when he said, maybe we got to take the guns away first and then worry about their rights?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Funny. He's not saying that anymore.
Do you know why? Because the GOP, the people that vote Republican, are so fucking stupid that you can say one thing and then a few weeks later say the opposite. They don't fucking care. They don't give a fuck. He's lying. He flip-flopped. He didn't even flip-flop. He lied. He was those kids that survived that shooting. He lied to them. He fucking lied to them. He said that he was going to do something. He was going to change the age you could buy a weapon, bump stocks.
Right.
He teased that we're going to take their guns away. He lied to those kids.
Be under siege as long as I'm your president. All of us. Here today are united by the same timeless values. We believe that our liberty is a gift from our Creator, and that no government.
Don't you think the audience should be armed? I mean, if they're so pro-gun,
right?
Why not allow everyone to carry? Why?
Come on,
why
dicks.
Don't you let all these patriots, all these good guys Ooh. With guns, open carry at your rally, Donnie?
Do you know why? Because there must be some adults or some evil asshole in charge of this whole business. They know those fuckheads can't be responsible with guns. You've seen those Trump rallies.
Oh, right.
They're nuts.
That's my point, is that
they're scary.
Yeah, he talks about gun-free zones. Everywhere he goes is a gun-free zone. Because they're worried about a nut job with a gun.
Hey, deplorables, let me explain to you if you're not sure how the rest of the world sees you, how I see you. You're terrifying. You're violent. You're racist. You're homophobic. You're armed to the teeth. You're dumb as fuck. You're the worst. You're the worst. Hillary Clinton nailed it. Deplorables. Deplorables.
So why don't they hand out guns like beads at the fucking Mardi Gras wherever the president goes?
Yes.
That to make him safe.
Well, I don't know. They're under siege. They're under siege.
But I mean, if you want safety
and
everyone having guns to keep everybody safe.
Right.
Whenever there's a parade with the president, they should hand out guns before he comes by to make sure everybody's going to be safe, right?
Yeah. You know what's funny? You started playing that fucking gun sound effect there in his speech.
This one?
Yeah. I did not think Puerto Rico. The only reason he didn't throw cans of chicken at people is because someone told him not to.
Someone stopped him.
I mean, why not just shoot at the crowd?
Someone stopped him.
God.
He would be happy like Saddam Hussein standing on the balcony shooting his stupid gun up in the air. Remember those pictures?
Yes. Oh, yeah, dude. This is an ugly part.
All of us here today are united by the same timeless values. We believe that our liberty is a gift from our Creator and that no government can ever take it away. We believe in the rule of law. And women of law enforcement.
I'm sorry. A Hitler speech accidentally found its way to run at the same time.
I mean, this is a disgusting time we live in. There is no way to explain away how people vote, how people have voted in this last election. We've done lots of stories on this. Racism. It's racism. It's all racism. It's not the economy. Remember, we did that story. It wasn't the economy that drove people. They wanted to wash away the black from the fucking White House.
Yeah, it's white butthurt.
It's fucking white supremacy. It's gross racism. And we should be ashamed. We should all be ashamed of this.
And women of law enforcement. We have pride in our history and respect for our heritage. We put our hands on our hearts for...
Oh, respect for our heritage. There's a white people dog whistle.
Oh, absolutely.
All the Pledge of Allegiance. And we all proudly stand for the national anthem. We proudly stand.
Not like those Negroes.
Yeah. This is all racist dog whistling.
Who doesn't stand for the national anthem?
Up the black people.
God, don't worry, everybody.
Why is everybody so fucking racist, man? It's just...
This is America, because the South still never got over it.
Yeah. Fucked up.
And a lot of the rest of the nation.
Yeah.
Proudly stand for the national anthem. We proudly stand.
Stormy Daniels.
No. Listen to this.
USA, USA, USA.
Oh. How fucking just
creepy. Creepy as fuck.
How can people not, you know, I was talking to somebody last night at a show, and the one positive thing about the bullshit Kanye has said is that at least people are having this conversation about slavery in a context that kind of makes sense. You know, it's making people say, well, you know,
slavery really wasn't a choice.
It really is.
We need to reaffirm that for any reason.
I know it's crazy, but I maybe it's because we live here in Florida, and you know, it's this
almost coming little, up on a year. By the way,
close to Alabama. Yeah. Oh yeah, year.
End of this month.
And a lot of
first
people,
of June is a year for crab diving in Florida.
A lot of people here don't, you know, have a fucked up idea of slavery. They really do think like Kanye, it was a choice. And that the Civil War wasn't about slavery. It was totally about slavery. That was why.
Well, yeah.
And you know, and we're having these conversations now. And yeah, sometimes there's yelling and, you know, your stupid fucking racist friends. So what? If you're racist and you're tired of your liberal friends yelling at you about slavery and Black Lives Matter, you need to be yelled at. You're a racist fuck.
Yeah.
God. Anyway, thanks, Kanye.
Yeah, look up the Cornerstone speech, by the way, for those.
What is that?
I think it's a Cornerstone. Now I got to look it up. The vice president of the Confederacy at the time.
Yeah.
Who, I don't know. Who the fuck is he? I'm sure. Wait a second. Let me see.
Ted Nugent. I think it was Ted Nugent, or what's that guy from Texas Walker Ranger? Dickhead. What's that dickhead's name? That fuckhead. Who's that fuckhead? Who's in all those action?
Chuck Norris.
I was about to say Knobloch, but he was not. He was a second Chuck Norris for the Yankees. Yeah. Chuck Norris. I think he was the VP of the Confederacy.
The Cornerstone speech, also known as the Cornerstone address, was an oration delivered by Confederate Vice President Alexander Stevens.
Fuck you, boy!
At the Athenaeum. Oh God, I can't believe they. Like an old Greek, an old Greek theater name.
Athenaeum.
Yes, I will be at the Athenaeum this weekend talking about the Negroes.
Fuck you.
Confederate Vice President Alexander Stevens at the Athenaeum in Savannah, Georgia.
Ooh.
March 21st, 1861.
Ooh, yeah.
Delivered a few weeks before the official start of the Confederacy.
Yay!
When they fired on the army at Fort Sumter.
Right.
Stevens' speech applauded white supremacy, defended the enslavement of Africans.
Yes.
Explained the fundamental differences between the constitutions of the Confederacy and the United States.
Okay, now listen, I'm not a literature major, I don't know, but it sounds like that had something to do with slavery. Right, Kate?
Here's a line from the... A line or two from the speech.
Okay.
In case you're still ambiguous about it or,
right.
or confused.
Sure.
Our new government is founded upon exactly this idea. Its foundations are laid. Its cornerstone rests upon the great truth that the Negro is not equal to the white man. That slavery, subordination to the superior race, is his natural and normal condition. This, our new government, is the first in the history of the world based upon this great physical, philosophical, and moral truth.
That's why Black Lives Matter. That's why Black Lives Matter.
When was
that written? When did he give that speech?
Is there, a couple of weeks before they fired the first shot. He's the vice president of the Confederacy. Is there any ambiguity about what the fucking Civil War was about?
No. He said black people aren't normal human beings.
Their natural condition. It's right. their natural and normal condition to be subordinate to the superior race.
Yes. So now, can we all understand why Colin Kaepernick doesn't feel like standing for the pledge of the fucking...
right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's nuts. It's nuts. Why can't people understand that? Why can't you understand that? Why are you so stupid?
Because they agree with Alexander Stevens.
Oh my God.
That the black should be subordinate
then
to
you're
the
horrible.
Superior race.
Oh my God. I'm so fucking tired of hearing people say, it's my heritage, it's our history.
My heritage.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, your heritage
fucking
is
asshole.
Racist.
Your heritage.
And your heritage sucks.
You listened to Britney Spears when you were in school. Your heritage.
Find some empathy.
My heritage.
Find some fucking empathy for once in your fucking life. When you're walking down in that Pensacola in that green space, that bust of Andrew fucking Jackson in the middle of the park. Right there.
Well, what about General Lee? About a mile north.
Yeah, and then right next to Andrew Jackson, there's a restaurant. You know what it's called? Jackson's.
Oh, I forgot
they named
about that.
It, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. That's why Black Lives Matter, because we had a guy. It was a long time ago in the 1800s, but Jesus Christ, not that long ago. So they're saying black people are put on this earth to be slaves to white people?
Subordinate.
I mean, that's...
To the superior race.
That's how it was. And that sucks.
So if there's any
God.
any further confusion
about it. Who's confused? If you're confused over that, how do you do other shit? How do you fucking use your iPhone? How do you use a computer if you're confused? If you don't understand Black Lives Matter, how do you do basic shit in your life? Oh, my God.
Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us here
on
the big show. Don't forget us if you want to help us out here. We don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements.
Yay.
But if you want to help us out, you can buy shit you're going to buy on the internet through Amazon. Cheap prices and quick shipping and shit.
That's right, Pat.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. And whatever you get, do it every time and bookmark that shit. Whenever you go and buy shit, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
Wee.
Just help us out here at Cussin Liberal Media.
Yeah. Keeps us in, I'm trying to name it a luxury item, in Skittles.
Oh, that was Reese's Pieces. I was going to say like E.T.
Oh, yeah. What's that? What is that? Is
it's
that a
an
movie?
Ancient movie by Steven Spielberg. Really?
Anyways,
ancient
came out,
director.
Came out a couple of months after that Cornerstone speech.
Charlie Rose. 27 women now are accusing Rose?
Charlie fucking Rose?
Good God. Some going back like 40, 50 years. Charlie.
I mean, wasn't he on PBS?
Well, yeah. You think that's... What do you think, PBS vets people?
Is it true? Are there tapes?
Let us smell your finger before you're allowed to be on PBS.
Give me your big bird.
Snuffleupagus. the guy that used to work for Clinton?
Yeah.
That was your headlines, by the way. That was the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Yay.
I was talking about Rudy.
Right.
We transition to the NRA and everything.
The NRA, which transitions into what? Into racism. That everything transitions into racism in this fucking ignorant country that we live in.
It's kind of a cornerstone here that we need to acknowledge and work on.
You're just making too big of a deal. You're just making too big of a deal that all their ancestors were imprisoned, put on a boat, drove over here. You made the country. And then when we set you free, we made all these weird monuments to the Civil War to promote the Jim Crow laws, right?
Yes.
And you waited around to the 60s until the Civil Rights Movement, and you had to have bricks thrown at you so you could fucking, what, vote?
Or you had to take an IQ test if you're black.
What?
In the South, in the Jim Crow South, they tried to implement intelligence tests on black people to be able to vote.
You know, white guys, you really fuck me. Be nicer to everybody. I don't know what to say.
be nicer to everybody.
God damn it. And now this Trump.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. I've got some... Well, let's go right into it. What the hell? I teased the Jim Baker clip yesterday.
How the fuck could God allow Donald Trump to be fucking elected? How?
Who are you... What God are you talking about?
The God.
Which one? I think Loki is probably way into allowing Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm gonna call an audible. Instead of Jim Baker right now, we'll save that clip for a minute. It's batshit. But I just saw a new clip over at Right Wing Watch, and it's Alex Jones, and the batshittery has usurped.
What?
The potential batshittery.
But Alex Jones is now anti-Trump, right?
What?
No, he got mad about Syria, right?
Oh, got over that in five seconds. Are you kidding me?
He was so good.
I'm sure the next day he listened to QAnon and figured out it was really it's really Trump's 12 steps ahead of everybody on the, 8-dimensional chessboard.
False flag.
Here is Alex Jones, who apparently is, back in court, something to do with his ex-wife.
Yes, perfect. Oh my God.
I don't know what.
Custody hearings.
his ex, Kelly Jones, tweeted, "Alex is in the courtroom. Courtroom 308C, Travis County."
Yes.
Kelly Jones versus Alex Jones.
Oh shit.
So I don't know exactly
what's going on.
What's going on with that, but
what are they trying to do?
Because Right Wing Watch says, before Alex Jones headed to court to face his ex-wife today.
For what?
He told InfoWars listeners the following. As it loads.
Operating under is a collage of chaos tactic. So many stories that happen multiple times a day, over the weeks, over the years, that you cannot focus or keep up with anything.
Information apocalypse.
Information apocalypse.
He knows exactly what it is.
He knew that term instantly. Oh, yeah. Information apocalypse.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like a total cuck, but what is an information apocalypse? What does that mean?
I guess we'll hear. It's when the global elites want to keep you in the moment confused.
So, like, that's weird. Like, okay.
But it's what Trump does. It's flash grenades.
Information apocalypse.
I don't know who this is on the phone. It doesn't say in the story. Whether it's
information
it's a guest or a caller. But
he was right on that.
Right on top. Oh, yeah. Information apocalypse.
Today, over the weeks, over the years, that you cannot focus or keep up with anything.
Information apocalypse. Information apocalypse.
What Roger just did and what we do on InfoWars all the time is tied together in a perpetual timeline that's all tied together. Because, you know, you can focus on what's...
They want to keep you in the moment confused. I mean, that's what Gruber said. It's all about confusing us, fog of war. But we've got the enemy battle map. We're not even looking at what they're projecting. We've got their battle map, and that's what they hate.
Oh, okay, yes.
I hate it.
The only answer to that is, if you're that other guy on the line, is, Yeah, okay, sure, yes.
Wait, he's claiming someone's using an information apocalypse on him?
No, we've got their battle map, but we've got the big screen, we've got the big picture, we got their battle map, we're hovering over like a drone.
They're using it on me. I feel like I'm being information apocalyptic. You know what I mean? It's like there's a battle map. There's a plan. Who's Gruber? Who's all these people he's fucking talking about?
He barely pays attention to whoever he's talking to. And I think this is that. I think this might be that. The
Mars guy?
That Schroyer guy or whatever?
Vern Schroyer?
No, not the Mike. No, Vern
he's
Schroyer.
Dead. He's dead.
The little snowflake that bumped into the girl that she called him a fucking idiot. And he ended up doing a whole segment of how butthurt he was because some little feminazi, some little 11-year-old budding feminazi used poo-poo language against him.
Hey, dude, if you're... Wait, that wasn't Alex, though. That was somebody else.
No, that was Schroyer or something like that. Schroyer. One of the other hosts that he's got on the fucking InfoWars.
Schroyer. If you're
Owen Schroyer, does that sound familiar?
Owen, if you're in the mental headspace where a 7-year-old can make you cry or something like that.
Yeah, Owen Schroyer.
Owen Schroyer, you need a fucking Prozac. You need a V8, right?
Yeah, it was
a V8. You remember that reference?
Sure.
Should have had a V8.
Should have had a V8.
That's right.
I'm trying to find that now.
God. Information apocalypse.
Information apocalypse.
He's doing that to me. I can't even follow what he's fucking talking about. I honestly didn't know what the battle map. Why is there a battle map? Why was he talking about a battle map? For what battle?
Against us evil
cucks?
Cuck hordes.
Oh, okay. The hordes of cucks.
How are you, young man?
You're an idiot.
Oh, they bleeped it. Oh, pussies. That
kid calling him you're a fucking
young
idiot.
Man. By the way, it's obviously a girl, long hair, tie-dyed shirt. He's like, what about you, young man? And she looks at him, she goes, you're a fucking idiot.
Hey, whoever raised that kid, kudos to you.
And
good
he
job.
Lost his mind. He's like, did your mother teach you how to say that? And she's like, well, yeah, actually. Yes, she did.
Her mother taught her good. Hey, kids, if you're listening to this show, it's kind of fucked up, but listen, there's a good way to use the F word. You know, there's times you need it. Don't be afraid of it. You know,
become a profanateur.
It's just letters. It's just letters. You know, arrange in a certain way. Fuck. Big deal.
If you in the moment confused, I mean, that's what Gruber said. It's all about confusing us, fog of war. But we've got the enemy battle map. We're not even looking at what they're projecting. We've got their battle map, and that's what they hate.
Exactly. This is so we could say, like, this is not about Mars. Excuse me. This is not about Iran. This is about Mars, meaning this is about attacking Elon, attacking the human evolution, attacking where we're going, playing this other game.
This is all.
I don't know.
Pause
I don't know.
Pause
I don't know.
Did he say Mars?
Because Elon Musk said he wants to go to Mars. Yeah. And I don't know what led up to this, but. I don't know. I don't know what Schroyer's talking about.
Hey, Elon, I don't want to go to fucking Mars. Nobody wants to go to Mars.
I'd go to Mars.
Oh, yes. Based on what? You think it's going to be fun in that spaceship? You got to go to sleep.
How cool would that be to be? You're not going to. It takes months to get to Mars.
Citations.
Like
okay. Okay. Kate, pull
did
up.
Did you see
the
Martian?
Movie Mars?
He wasn't putting
Matt Damon. He growed. But he grew potatoes in his shit.
But he
that's
wasn't
how he survived.
Putting any fucked up cryogenic popsicle shit.
Oh, I'm living on a shed on Mars by myself. I'm growing potatoes.
I'm assuming others would go.
Others did go. They died.
Well,
they all fucking died, and he barely survived. He had to. I forget how. I don't even know how he fucking got out of there. Not one moment of Matt Damon's stay on Mars did it not suck. And that's Matt Damon.
He just survived long. Spoiler alert! He survived long enough until somebody finally came and got him.
Nobody's gonna come get us. It's gonna be like, oh, let me do some math. Let me see how much. I mean, you know,
but
how much
historic?
Shit
how amazing
out?
Would it be to be the first person or among the first people to walk on a different planet? How fucking cool would that be?
Give me those VR goggles. Do you know what I mean? I listen. I don't mean to be negative, but I, you know, I'm gonna be a little. I'm going to be a realist here. Going to Mars would suck right now.
I would go to Mars.
Oh, look, I got a rip in my spacesuit. My eyeballs are shut out of my fucking skull.
No. There's a tiny bit of an atmosphere.
You've been there?
It's better than the moon.
Based on what? There's
more gravity, and there's a tiny little wisp of an atmosphere there.
It's so far away. It's farther than the moon, right? I mean, we can agree to that.
But as far as the climatological conditions...
Climatological as fuck on Mars. You're going to get fucked up on Mars. You don't even know what's on Mars. There could be shit on Mars you don't know about.
What are you talking about?
Oh, let me say... Oh, we
Jules Verne shit.
Listen, dude.
Oh, okay. Some science fiction stuff. Tentacle comes climbing out of a hole.
We know everything. We landed one little remote control car landed on Mars that looked around at shit. And they're like, Elon Musk is like, time to go. Let's go. Oh, fuck, man. There's all kinds of shit out there.
I did see a great cartoon one time of the Mars rover just chugging away on this vast... empty wasteland, and then just over the mountain was like a giant futuristic city.
Yes.
With flying cars and all that.
Oh, people at NASA are like, hey, Pfeiffer, how's Mars going? Well, there's like a bunch of aliens and shit shooting
at me.
I would go. Oh, your little rover shit remote control car didn't pick up all these aliens.
If they somehow felt the need for a podcaster to go on the first Mars trip,
I would totally go if they paid me. I would go if they paid me, and, you know... Now, you know, it's for medical condition, but I really need, we got to bring some, it's got to be some weed on Mars, you know what I mean? You got to bring it there, because I'm going to sit around growing potatoes and weed in my own shit. It's like Matt Damon.
I would go to Mars.
Well, I'll go too, if it comes up. You know, I'm not
going to... liar.
I'm going to need a lot of Xanax.
This is not about Mars. Excuse me. This is not about Iran. This is about Mars. Meaning, this is about attacking Elon, attacking the human evolution, attacking where we're going, playing this other game.
This is already an AI system that made the decision to have a post-human world, and Trump has jumped in with others and are saying, no, we're not doing it.
So there's already some artificial intelligence.
AI system.
There's already the Terminator.
Right. It's learning. What does he mean? On Mars is an AI system?
But listen, so Trump is Sarah Connor.
Oh, yeah.
Trump is Sarah Connor saying no to the global AI system.
Linda Hamilton, Crab Diving owes you an apology.
What was the name of the company?
Skynet.
Skynet.
Yeah.
Trump is fighting Skynet, according to Alex.
Who is our Skynet? Is it Apple? Is Apple Skynet?
It sounds like Elon Musk they're talking about.
Where we're going, playing this other game.
This is already an AI system that made the decision to have a post-human world, and Trump has jumped in with others and are saying, no, we're not doing it at the elite level.
Oh, you know, none of this happens in a vacuum. None of this happens in singular movies.
This guy took some improv courses. Oh, yeah, nothing happens. Yeah, totally.
I think this guy has got some sentences printed out on a piece of paper, and therefore, when Alex says something crazy, you can say the following, and you won't sound like a total lunatic.
None of this happens in a vacuum.
None of this happens in
singular movements. This is all connected. We've already forgotten about Vegas. They rolled Parkland out. So what happened to Vegas?
They rolled Parkland out. You notice that wording? Rolled Parkland out.
So wait, now he's saying Parkland was a false flag. They rolled it out.
I don't know what he's saying. What is he saying?
Hey, information.
I didn't say that. Yeah. We didn't say that.
This information apocalypse is really killing me. So now the false flag of Parkland is somehow related to Mars.
Well, it's all interconnected.
Oh, right? Yeah. Nothing happens in a vacuum, dickheads.
Global elite.
Already forgotten about Vegas. They rolled Parkland out. So what happened to Vegas? That's just is unsolved. No big deal. We know what happened to do with the Saudis. Now they're having firefights there in Saudi Arabia. And it's going to get us into war with Iran.
And they don't want us.
Wait, we know it had to do with the Saudis and they're having firefights. And we know it had to do with Iran.
What is it?
The killing in Vegas. Somehow the Vegas shooter, the angry, crazy white guy, apparently somehow, I don't know, maybe he was fucking a Saudi prince or something on the side, and now he's...
God, how much Robitussin do you have to slam? It's like, I need you to make a connection between Vegas and Mars and the Parkland shooting.
How much scissorp did you take today?
Scissorp? Hey, I need some lean.
We know what happened to do with the Saudis. Now they're having firefights. They're in Saudi Arabia, and it's going to get us into war with Iran.
And they don't want us to question the next false flag. That's what they're really pissed about. It's why they said Parkland didn't happen when I didn't say that.
That's why I said it. I didn't say that.
Oh, my God.
They rolled out Parkland.
Jeez, guys. We rolled it out.
There you go. A little bit of Alex Jones, everyone.
Why is everyone fucking batshit fucking crazy? I'm serious.
Why is it okay now? Alex Jones was laughable. Was
right.
The chemtrails guy. The chimera guy.
Because the bar has been lowered. The bar has been lowered.
Yeah.
I was reading about it. This Jade Helm, was it 15 or 13, whatever? Remember Jade Helm? Yeah, do you remember when Texas was occupied by America?
69.
Well, it came out today. I don't know. The Russian trolls did that. They did that. The Russian bots.
Help push that, sure.
Yes, they did that. Greg Abbott believed in it. A governor of
he played to the morons in his state by saying he's going to look into it.
That's why this is okay, because the bar is lowered, dude. That Jade Helm 15, Texas, I'm just, for anybody that's listening, we talked about how, I feel like it's settled. The Civil War had to do with slavery, right? That's one thing we learned on the Crab Diving Podcast today.
Yeah, also, we knew that beforehand, but we reaffirmed it today.
This is for any GOP listeners that might be tuning in, you dumbasses. I don't know how the fuck you found this podcast.
Thanks for downloading us. Thanks for listening. Crabdiving.com. Don't forget iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a good review. We appreciate the fuck out of that.
But also, Jade Helm 15 wasn't a real thing. Texas was not
It was a real thing. It just wasn't what they thought it was.
But Texas wasn't occupied by America. Well, wait, it is.
It was a couple hundred years ago. Yeah, actually.
No, I mean, Texas is a part of America, so we can't occupy it, right? You don't need, if you want
to. Well, right. We don't need to occupy it because it's already ours.
It really is the perfect conspiracy theory. Obama sending troops to take over Texas.
Right.
Fuck me, man. I don't know.
There's a headline over at the Raw story.
Fuck you.
GOP rising star in Kansas is now facing 290 years in prison.
What?
After felony indictments.
Oh, okay. Now listen, let me, in case you forgot, this is the party of family values.
Sedgwick County, Kansas Commissioner.
Eat my dick.
Michael O'Donnell, 33 years old.
He's a Republican, right?
Oh, big one.
Damn. Why is it always you guys?
Is charged with 5 counts of wire fraud, 5 counts of bank fraud, 2 counts of money laundering, faces 30 years in federal prison, $1 million fine for each of the 5 counts of bank fraud.
Damn.
20 years and a $250,000 fine for each of the 5 counts of wire fraud.
Oh, shit.
And 20 years and a $500,000 fine
okay.
for each of the 2 counts Damn. Of money laundering.
Damn.
If convicted of all the charges, he faces 290 years Ooh. In federal prison, up to $7.25 million in fines.
Is this Donald Trump?
Quote, the Wichita Eagle reported, O'Donnell has been a rising star in Kansas Republican politics.
What happened? This is Texas? Oh, Kansas.
Kansas.
Okay. Wow. A lot of good GOP guys have came out of Kansas. Let's think of some of them. What is the guy who's governor and he's a senator?
Brownstein?
Oh, yeah. That guy's great,
Excuse me,
right?
Brownback?
What about that guy that was in charge of the Voter Fraud Commission? And
Chris Kobach?
Yeah, he's Kansas, right?
Oh, yeah.
Those guys are great.
And the Koch brothers.
Oh, they're from Kansas. Good job. Okay.
One of the Democrats in Kansas said, Michael always played a little fast and loose, but the seriousness of these charges, I didn't think anybody would have predicted this.
Damn. What are you going to do? I mean, I guess spend the rest of your life in prison.
Of course, he's a Republican, so asked if he would resign. His attorney said, absolutely not.
Wait, he's going to, how? How's that going to work?
Well, I'm sure he's pretending he's innocent.
Right. Well, I mean, Hillary Clinton was going to serve out her presidency from jail. There's no reason. This guy can't.
Oh, sure.
Why would they? Don't have a double standard.
Remember how they talked about a candidate that was under investigation by the FBI?
Oh, yes.
At the same time?
Oh, shit.
Hmm.
Well.
And then we found out that Don's people were.
Right.
Thanks, Comey.
Listen, these
Republicans.
Thanks
for that one, by the way.
I don't know. Maybe the RNC guys can have like a course on, you know, how to avoid colluding with foreign governments and stuff.
You think there needs to be a video that when you apply for government?
Now, if
how not to swallow Russian cum?
Oh, it would go something like this. Now, if you're a Republican, your natural tendency is going to rape. You're going to want to rape a lot of people. You know, don't do that. Rape, pillage, take advantage, shoot. Who knows?
Our former crab diving's birth state.
Yes.
Of California.
Right.
Has now been elevated to above the United Kingdom as the world's fifth largest economy.
Oh, wow. Boy, God, Jerry Brown, you owe our country an apology for all the shit that you're doing in California. Well, what about all those fake voters? 5 million fake voters that, you know, came out for Hillary.
The gross state product was $2.747 trillion, surpassing the UK's $2.625 trillion.
Well, you know, this may, I mean, I always hear President Trump talking, you know, favorably about California, like big glowing compliments, right? He just loves California, big fan. Says a lot of positive things about our former state.
The next, by GDP and everything, the next highest producing state at $1.69 trillion is Texas,
okay.
Followed by New York, Florida, Illinois.
Florida?
Yeah.
Who's at the bottom? That's what I want to know.
Vermont, Wyoming, and Montana produce the least valuable goods and services in the UA.
Where's
in the U.S., may we remind everyone that Vermont, Wyoming, and Montana all have equal amount of senators as we do in Florida, in Illinois, in California.
Ah! So what are you saying? They shouldn't get any representation because they don't put out?
It's disproportionate.
Oh, right. It is.
Big empty land.
You don't think
gets the same equal representation as millions of people stacked into high rises?
What about prairie dogs and bushes and rocks and stones?
So there you go.
Cows?
Congratulations, California.
You like cows. They don't get a voice.
I love cows.
They don't get a voice in your government.
In my government, cows would have a voice.
Oh, yeah, would they?
Cows are wonderful, gentle creatures.
Right. Yeah. And you see all those fuckers at Charlottesville.
Not bright, but
animals are better, you know.
Faithless Friday, everybody, here at Crab Diving.
Yay!
We've got a couple of
tease that fucking Jim Baker
thing, man. Yeah, okay, we'll do that now. Jim Baker,
yes,
and
this is not fair, man.
This is amazing to me. I don't know, he's gonna end up in jail again.
What?
He's gonna end up in jail again. What did Jim fucking Baker go to jail for? Before, like selling fraudulent land deals and condos and money laundering and Ponzi scheming,
right?
Dumb Christians, right? Yes.
It was that weird real estate, that weird community that he was trying to sell.
Right, right.
Of. What was that called?
Like, Heritage USA, wasn't it?
Who the fuck wants to live there? Who would want to live there?
Well, now he's got a new condo play. He's got a new group of condos to sell. And listen to this.
God damn it, Jim. That's crazy, dude. Just sell your fucking
It's called
soup.
Morningside.
Yes.
It's a new community outside of Branson, Missouri.
Fuck you. Is it what?
But there's some very important data.
Yes.
About Morningside. That
100% white.
You need to know. Oh, well, that's true. But here's Jim Baker and Lori.
Okay.
On the Jim Baker.
There's nowhere on earth you could live with more of God's generals here. We're out.
More of God's generals. You get to hang out with God's army elite.
Who's that? Who are the generals?
He considers himself one. Well, Yakov Smirnov, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
And the Osmonds.
And
Branson.
Who's that guy? Chuck Norris? He's obviously a general of God.
He's in Texas, though.
Ted Nugent's general.
There's no better place. He's trying to sell condos is what he's doing.
He's saying, listen, if you buy a condo in my area, there's going to be all these big Christian celebrities.
You can hang with Lori.
No, yeah.
No, well, I want to buy a condo. Crab Diving wants to buy a condo in Morningside.
Right.
More of God's generals here. We're outside of Branson, Missouri. Is where our address is Branson, but we're outside a little bit. We're on the other side of the lake of Branson. Branson has the number one Christian theater in the world.
You're talking about Sight and Sound.
Which, thank you, Lori. Sight and Sound Theater in Branson apparently is the number one Christian theater in the world. I didn't know that. I don't think it's his.
Bill Gates, George Soros, if you're listening, I have a suggestion what to do with your money. Buy that Sight and Sound. Buy it today.
Gay porn movies.
Turn it into something.
24/7.
Right. Turn it into a gay cinema, something. These people.
In the world.
Ugh. You're talking about Sight and Sound.
God, Lori.
Which don't sound... That spiritual problem. The Sight and Sound.
Well, apparently he's got a problem with the branding.
I do.
It doesn't sound that spiritual, actually.
Oh, I've built the most amazing theater. It's huge. I'm going to call it Sight and Sound. Right. That's the dumbest fucking name.
Not very friendly to the disabled.
Right. Oh, I'm blind. I can't hear anything. Yeah. I can't see.
Anne Frank would be fucked.
Oh, yes. Not Anne Frank.
Not Anne Frank. And what's her
Anne
name?
Anne Coulter. Helen Keller.
Helen Keller. Why did I say Anne Frank?
I had this discussion with somebody recently. Why?
Why did I confuse Anne Frank with Helen Keller?
Because those are the both only were two quiet, books. I no, guess. The only, only two books in dipshit America that we're made to read. Well, what's Helen Keller's book, though?
She's got a book.
What is it? I don't know. I really don't know what her fucking book is.
Well,
Why do people get her mixed up?
The evil old bad un-PC joke would be her book is...
Oh, God. No, listen. I know why we get it mixed up.
Horrible,
because there are so few female leads in books and shit. It's like, it's either Anne Frank or Helen Keller. Those are the only two books that we read about women. The rest are like, you know, Julius Caesar's a dude. All Quiet on the Western Front's about a fucking dude.
In the world.
You're talking about
Sight and Sound, which don't sound that spiritual, probably. The Sight and Sound. I tell you what, you all are going to know soon why God brought us here. Yeah. Do you know the people from the government, from the NASA... The research from so many of them, they have said in their research.
From
NASA.
From so many of them.
NASA and all those NASA.
Let me guess. NASA the astronauts types. Saw God or some fucking bullshit, blah, blah, blah. Fuck you.
They have said in their research, the safest place to live in troubled times is right here. That's why God brought us here.
Right.
Where are they?
Right downwind from the supervolcano.
Yes.
When it blows in.
What supervolcano?
Yellowstone.
That's where they live?
Well, they're east of it.
Branson is.
If the supervolcano goes, everybody east of it is El Fucto.
Super. That it's safe because I ain't no black people down here. That's
NASA,
it, right?
NASA tells them that when the end times hit, the place to be is right down the block from Yakov Smirnov's comedy club.
You know, Jim, I'm sorry. I'm going to ask you a stupid fucking question. But do you have the name of the NASA guy that said that? You have a citation. Do you have evidence, or do you just make that up?
There's a lot of them that say it's the safest. He's trying to sell condoms.
Well, maybe God contacted NASA and say, hey, I need your opinion on something. You think God and NASA, they talk a lot because they're both up in space floating around like dickheads?
Morningside.
No shit.
Is the community.
Yes.
That he's talking about. Morning. This is from the JimBakerShow.com.
How stupid.
Morningside is a place of worship and fellowship where people gather together to study God's word.
He went to jail for this kind of shit already. He defrauded a shit ton of people, right? Now you're going to buy something else from this motherfucker?
Jail. He went to jail.
Right. And now he's selling shit. He's selling a house. You're going to buy a house.
Part of Morningside is the rustic 2-mile-long peaceful valley. With springs and streams of water, with picnic tables and cabin homes snuggled under the big trees in this beautiful oasis.
Cabin homes. I want a cabin home. Can I have a cabin home? And I'm going to hang out in this beautiful green space. All these dickhead, fuckhead Christians.
This valley is also home to the beautiful tabernacle, which is home to our Morningside School of Media Training.
Do you have... let me ask you shit about iCara. You got a Starbucks?
School... of media training.
What the fuck?
And Lori's house, which we found out is the house where women that they convinced to not have abortions go.
Oh, yeah. Great. Sounds like a lovely place.
It's their birthing chamber.
So this media, whatever the fuck, that's like weird brainwashing bullshit.
Probably.
Is there a center nearby I can go if I'm gay and have the gay prayed out of my face or something?
Our RV park.
Ooh.
And cozy cottages.
Oh, yes. Tiny, tiny cottages.
Are available for your visit as well as condo rentals.
So it's a resort. It's long-term rental. You can live there. You can fucking hang out, get to know Jesus, figure out what media to read.
Reservations are not required to join the Jim Baker Show studio audience.
Oh, okay.
And seating is free.
Oh, right. Well, there's...
Please be advised, the tapings of the Jim Baker Show may last up to 6 hours.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to understand this. He shoots his dumbass show in Morningside, right? Then I live nearby. I get to go whenever I want. And then instead of grocery shopping, I go watch his show and buy powdered soup?
Sure. Wow, two-bedroom.
Yes. How much?
$95 a night.
$95 a night for a 2-bedroom. Is there a pool?
Condo.
Is there a pool?
Fully equipped kitchen, microwave, coffee maker, jacuzzi tub.
Oh, it comes with a coffee maker.
Stackable washer and dryer.
Right.
Condos are available for purchase at discounted prices.
Right. And I'm sure they're made fine quality. Everything's above board.
Oh, they're lovely.
It's Jim Baker. Are you looking at pictures of them? Can I see?
They're shitty. They're shitty apartment style condos. There's nothing special about this shit. They're just, they're shitty popcorn ceiling type shitty condo, apartment condo type things.
Those look like they suck. I really don't have any other thoughts. They just suck.
What do you want from the Jim Baker Show?
Oh my God. I can't, you know, people are going to buy this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, how depressing. Oh, my God. Everybody's so stupid in this country. You got Jade Helm 15. You thought Texas was being occupied by America, which it is. And now you're going to live in Jim Bakerville, USA.
So there you go. Go ride out the end times and buy some shit buckets full of food.
In an RV park.
And you can hang out in Branson.
Is everybody like praying all over the place?
I don't know. I've never been.
Lori, is Lori's drug dealer live in the community? I mean, I need Klonopin.
Don't they have, I mean.
What?
I think there's casinos near Branson.
Fuck
isn't
yeah, man.
Stuff like that. So
fuck yeah.
I don't know
dude.
That it's necessarily.
The Jim Baker crowd.
Totally Jesus-y there.
No. They love Jesus, and they love playing the slots. You're telling me
you're not supposed to.
No. You're telling me if I play slots, I'm not allowed to love Jesus? Oh, that's so mean.
But you can't suck a dick and love Jesus.
Yeah, well, I'm sucking a dick. I'm playing slots. I love Jesus.
One hand on a dick, one hand on the one-armed bandit.
I got to go to the RV park. Oh, God. The thing about it is, Jim, I mean, those apartments, yeah, you can live in those apartments comfortably, but you're surrounded by people that are fans of yours. That, to me, sounds shitty, you know?
A little snipe fight that went on Twitter.
Fuck you.
Yesterday.
Snap.
And in the wee hours this morning, actually.
Right.
Stormy Daniels.
Fuck you.
Tweeted, I don't even know what the reference is here.
Right.
But she tweeted, have you seen my tits? Of course you have. I don't jog anywhere, so I'll just sit here sipping coffee and talking shit XOXO. She was responding to a tweet.
Right.
Which, I don't know, the account has now been suspended, so I don't know.
Oh, shit.
What the initial thing she was responding to.
Did Donald tweet her?
The, some, you know, a bunch of, she's not real popular among the Trumpists right now and among the right. One asshole tweeted back to her, "You're disgusting. Do not represent classy women at all.
But I don't understand.
Your 15 minutes of fame will be up soon, and we'll all be thrilled when that day comes."
Here's what I don't get. Buddy, she fucked Donald Trump.
Yes.
They love Donald Trump.
But she's talking about it.
Why? Yeah. But why? Don't hate on the... Don't hate on her because she fucked your man, baby. God, you should love her for that, right? You know.
Seeing that response,
yes.
Actress Patricia Arquette.
Oh shit.
Responded to this asshole that said you don't represent classy women. Patricia Arquette said, following this logic, if she doesn't represent classy women, I guess that means the president represents classless men.
Bam!
Interesting.
He does. Well, he represents racist men. He represents homophobic men. So I would say classless, yes.
Responding to Patricia Arquette.
Okay.
Roseanne Barr.
Oh, what a vomit.
Said, she's known for anal porn scenes.
So what? So fucking what?
Arquette responded, Trump is known for cheating on his first wife with his second wife with his third.
Yes.
And cheating on his third with multiple women. So what's your point?
Yeah.
To
Roseanne.
She said, he's also known for having sex with multiple women with a newborn at home.
Yeah. What about that?
But Chrissy Teigen jumped in.
Right.
And said to Roseanne, when you tweet, do people at ABC just implode? They have to. But by far the best response to Roseanne came from Stormy Daniels herself.
Hell yeah.
Who tweeted, quote, I don't even do anal movies, you ignorant twat. That's like saying you're known for your beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner.
What the fuck? Bam. Yeah, what about that? Does Roseanne get a pass for that? You got to figure all these lunatics, they hate her for that, right?
Somebody responded to her and said, Pornhub is filled with anal scenes of you. And she responded, not true. I've done over 200 movies over the last 15 years.
Yes.
Only one scene with my husband was anal.
Right.
So get your facts straight. But it really doesn't matter. She tried using my job as a reason to discredit me. She's talking about Roseanne.
Yeah.
Consensual sexual choices do not make someone less of a human.
And by the way, Roseanne, your show props up a fascist fucking dictator or whatever the fuck he is.
And like you said, so what if she's known for doing anal?
Why are you shaming her? Why Why the fuck are you shaming her? What is this, The Handmaid's Tale? Our society is so fucking fucked up right now. We are
prayer day bullshit yesterday, and
this Roseanne shit. Listen, she is propping up a fascist, and it's bullshit. Fuck her show. Fuck that. Fuck her advertisers.
I haven't watched any of it.
I'm not gonna watch that shit. I don't need to watch something that humanizes Schittler. That's crazy.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's Faithless Friday here.
Yay. Thank you, Sky God, for providing us with more shit we can buy from Jim Baker.
Right.
I'm going to live in Morningside. Hang out at the RV park. And then later, if I get bored, I'm going to go hang out and watch Jim Baker film. I got to hang out for 6 hours.
You can come and go as you please, it says. You don't have to sit for the whole 6 hours.
Lori, if I'm going to sit for 6 hours, you share what's in your fucking purse. I'm serious. I want to be pilled up.
You can get some freeze-dried Salisbury steak, though, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. No, it's powder, right? Everything's powder. You got to add water to it. Nothing's frozen. Oh,
gross.
Give me a bucket to shit in. I'm going to shit my guts out. God, Roseanne Barr is a fucking asshole. You know what bothers me about Roseanne? She's a rich person.
Yeah.
She's comfortable. She's comfortable, and she doesn't have a problem with Donald Trump. What if she were a DACA person? What if she were a trans person? What if she was someone that his motherfucking administration is hostile to?
Well, she's got a vagina.
Yeah. Yeah.
And has had problems with like mental illness and stuff, like depression and things that. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I just can't. I don't know.
I don't understand. Why do you want to suck this guy's dick?
How do you turn into some empathy-free garbage person? I don't get it.
It's like somebody has to tell this country, yeah, it's all right to say negative things about this guy. He's a fascist. He sucks. There are people he's oppressing in this country. We don't have to tell both sides of this story. We don't need Roseanne telling both sides of this fucking story. Crazy.
There's a new study out.
Yes.
For this Faithless Friday.
Ooh.
From Yale University.
Oh, yes. Is that where Schittler went? He graduated top of his fucking class?
I went much better. I went to Wharton.
That's better?
No.
Who cares? All these rich fuckers. Fuck them.
A new paper by researchers at Yale University.
Yes.
You might be shocked by this.
Shocker.
Not.
Right.
People are more likely to believe stories that are literally fake news.
Okay.
Hoaxes, etc.
Yeah. Because they're stupid.
Those people believe in delusions.
Oh, okay.
Are dogmatic in their thinking and are just flat out religious fundamentalists.
Oh my God.
The paper suggests there's evidence suggesting religious fundamentalists, quote, may engage in less analytic and actively open-minded thinking.
They're dumb. They're closed off to suggestions. They're stupid as fuck, and they know they're right. No matter what.
What a nice way to put it. They may engage in less analytic and actively open-minded thinking.
No matter what the facts are, I know I'm right. Fuck you.
Researchers say that it's possible that if these groups focus on the search for alternative explanations and the use of evidence to revise their belief,
fuck you,
that they may, there may be hope, but that, that many of them, nobody does that.
Oh God, you fucking idiots. Hey, listen, go buy Jim Baker's fucking timeshares, whatever the fuck he's selling. I'm sure it's fine. Go ahead. Have a ball.
A big shocker. People who believe fake news are more likely to believe in religion and be religious fundamentalists.
Because it's fake.
Shocker.
God damn it. Yeah.
Which ties in with this story.
Continue being stupid. Everything's going great.
Apparently things are not going well financially over at the Ark Encounter.
Why? Why? What? Why would you want to go? Oh, it's a big giant boat that doesn't really go anywhere, but I can run around and look at all the fucking it's not real animals. It's like going to a zoo, but the animals are all stuffed animals. So now I'm going to a stuffed animal zoo.
Yeah. What
the fuck kind of wacko does that?
From July of 2017 until March of 2018.
July.
Most of the second year of the park's existence.
Fuck ye.
They estimate a total attendance of 600,000 plus people.
Right. Well, that's a lot.
But to hit their projections,
yes,
they would need to bring in almost a quarter of a million in the next couple of months, and they've been getting January 13,000 people. February 17,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
March was
dude.
A big one. 62,000 people.
62,000 people in 1 month went to that fucking stupid Ark Encounter.
That's horrible. That's like 2,000. That's like 2,000 a day in March.
God, you know, if my parents it was 1 year we
for a multi-million-dollar gigantic facility.
It's so stupid. I remember it was one family vacation we took. It was so much fun. We went to Disney World and Epcot Center. It was fun. We stayed in this cool resort, in the park. If my parents would have said, hey, good news. We've decided instead of going to Disney World, we're going to go see the fucking Ark Encounter. I mean, you know, imagine your parents are taking you to this. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? Do you
well,
walk
I think
around?
You know it's coming. I mean,
yeah,
I think
I know,
you know
but I'm just saying
their
for your
religiosity
money,
types.
You walk around and it's like, oh, look, that's us. You could go to a zoo and see, you could see real animals, which is more interesting, right? Because at least, you know, zoos, I guess, are kind of evil on some fucking level. I just watched Planet of the Apes. That's all horrible, you know, and at least you get to look at a real animal. I'm looking at a fake. Why are there dinosaurs on the fucking thing, too, right? Didn't we learn that there's raptors on the fucking Ark?
Oh, yeah, and there's people hanging out
with the
dinosaurs.
Raptors? Don't they know that's dangerous? Did they not see Jurassic Park?
Well, that's fake news. It's
what, Jurassic Park is
apparently
fake news.
The okay. People had domesticated
Jade
Triceratops.
Hill 15!
They used to hang their laundry on the Triceratops.
So they need 250,000 people to come in the next 2 months. So that's,
they're fucked, yeah.
So that's, what is that, 75,000 per month? No.
He only brought in 1.1 million people the first year.
That's good.
There's a good chance he may not even top that in the second.
Hey, dickhead.
This is a horrible sign. I'm reading from Pathos. This is a horrible sign for the Ark. People who gave up so much to have it built in Williamstown. You would expect numbers for an attraction like this to be going up and up.
Yes.
In the first few years, since everyone is getting a chance to see it for the first time. However, it looks like the Ark may have already hit its peak. In its first year.
It sucks, dude. It's a theme park that it's a boat, not even in the fucking water, that has animals in it, but not real animals, and a wire slide, and I guess a nice menu. We heard they have a nice fucking place to eat there. Turn it into a casino.
Well, yeah,
Or abandon it, and real animals can move in. Real animals can live in the fucking thing with the fake
club.
Animals.
Gay sex club is.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
I would like a billionaire to come in and buy it and turn it into a gay sex resort.
Turn it into crab diving. That would be great. Oh, my God. Our studios would fit in there, right?
Sure. We could be in the raptor stalls on the Ark.
Who the fuck would think?
Oh, wait. They didn't make the dinosaurs didn't make it to the Ark.
Nobody said to this Ken Ham in a planning meeting that said, Ken, you know, let's just for a second, let's think outside the box, you idiot. Take all the religious bullshit out of it. What we're basically putting up is a boat, not in the water, it doesn't float. And we're putting up fake animals that aren't going to do anything but stand there. You know, would you objectively, just hearing that, take all the God shit out of it, would you spend money to go there? Because that's what it is. It's a boat, not in the water, filled with stuffed animals. What kind of freaking nature wants to see this shit? They don't even do that, though. But that doesn't happen.
I think there's some of them are animatronic and move.
Would it be cheaper to have a real animal?
Oh, I would. Would you trust those people to care for animals in
and this
good
speaks
way?
To the validity of this bullshit. Of course they can't have the real ark with all the animals because that's impossible. You know, because all the...
Speaking of Ken Ham.
Yes.
Good news. There was some science.
Ooh.
This week. A new article.
Yes.
Published in Nature.
My favorite. That's the name of the magazine?
Nature, yeah.
Nature.
They wrote a piece about a newly discovered skull.
Right.
Of what they now know is a transitional creature sharing characteristics with both ancient dinosaurs and modern birds. And the fossil gives our first glimpse at how birds evolved their beaks.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a transitional fossil.
But
Ichthyornis dispar, 86 million year old skull.
Oh, shit.
They found.
This was covered in the first Jurassic Park movie.
The seagull-sized bird had a beak and brain, much like modern birds.
Yes.
But with sharp teeth and powerful jaws like dinosaurs, such as the Velociraptor.
Man, I tell you what, that land of the lost shit living amongst the dinosaurs, fuck that.
One researcher from Yale said it's a real mosaic of features, a transitional form. This is what the lunatic creationists say. There are no transitional forms. Show us one. And we're like, okay, well, here's a couple. Here's a whole bunch of transitional forms. Look at all the Australopithecuses, you fucking asshole, and all that shit.
Just said.
Those are transitional fossils. We keep finding more and filling in the gaps. Yes, there's gaps. I'm sorry we don't have a direct lineage of 88 million year old fucking skulls, you asshole. But when we find shit like this that do help fill in the gaps.
Yes.
That's what it does. Helps fill in the gaps.
Right. But it's like what you just said, that study we talked about. These people are closed-minded.
Well, yeah.
Damn the facts. Fuck you.
Researcher described the fossil significance as a game changer.
Damn.
This helps show the evolution of birds from dinosaurs was long and gradual process.
Right.
It didn't happen overnight. For much of the age of dinosaurs, there would have existed these creatures that looked half dinosaur, half bird.
That's fucking crazy, dude. Terrifying, right? That would be scary.
Ken Ham tweeted.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
From the story.
Ooh.
So it was half bird and half dinosaur.
Right.
But actually was a tiny bird. He's Australian. With a tiny beak and maybe a powerful jaw. So obviously, evolution is true because they know it evolved from a dinosaur. So it's transitional form, but not because it's a bird. Fairy tale. It sounds like Trump.
What? Ken, what if you just opened your mind and you just believed all this shit? Don't you think your life would be easier? God, what a dickhead.
So he's right. It was a tiny bird with a tiny beak and a powerful jaw. Which was the transition between a dinosaur and a bird.
Which proves what? Which proves what? Which proves Jesus didn't exist. Thank you.
Were you there?
No,
fairy tale. Fairy fucking tale.
If I was there, that bird would probably rip my dick off. I don't know.
Here at Pathos, it says, what does this guy want to see? Some Frankenstein-like hybrid in which the bottom half is bird and the top half is the skull of a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Chimera. Yes. See, you're describing chimera. That's what you're doing.
And then here, again at Pathos, actually, it's probably not far from the truth, given that fellow creationist Kirk Cameron once claimed that evolution is false because otherwise we would have evidence of a croco duck.
Kirk, you fucked up. You fucked up your career, you dickhead. You were the biggest star on the fucking planet, and you got into all this Jesus shit. What the fuck is your fucking problem? Apologize to your career.
So there we go. Ken Ham taking a big shit on...
Yummy.
The latest scientific discovery. And these people are fucking taking over our goddamn country.
Right. Yeah, they are,
Look at that shit yesterday. Trump needs them.
Yeah, shit.
And he's emboldening them.
And you guys are shills. Come on. Come on, man. Does she need to go out? Do I need to take the dog out?
Well, we're about to say goodbye, so...
Okay. Oh, shit.
I think the dog is looking like she needs to...
Is Kate Chimera, yes or
she
no?
She needs to take a Ken Ham.
Oh, yes. Oh, is that the new word?
Thanks for joining us this week, everybody. We're back next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, every goddamn fucking weekday.
Yay!
You're always in our thoughts and prayers.
Information apocalypse.
Ryan's doing... Don't forget, help us out buying shit through our Cramazon. Our Crabazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little commission.
Cramazon.
Ryan's doing some comedy tonight in the Pensacola area. Show up. Otherwise, find out where and when he's going to be. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy, or go to his website, which is radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend, everybody. We love you long time.
Black Lives Matter.
What is sin? Well, God gave his commandments so that we could see our sin.
Stop talking. No one listen.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.